President Casino is better than ever. Win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes in the President Casino's Holiday Swipe and Win Game, November 7th through December 23rd. Swipe your player's card at the Holiday Swipe and Win kiosk and see what you've won. Every swipe's a winner. One swipe per person per gaming day. The President Casino, the only casino in downtown St. Louis, offers the loosest slots, your favorite table games, and live poker action every day. So play the Holiday Swipe and Win Game at the President Casino to win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes.
It's the ultimate casino hotspot downtown. You want it, you got it. Ultimate Casino. You want it, you win it. Right here.
If you've dreamed about driving a Cadillac, now is the time. Bomarito Cadillac is offering special discounts, interest rates, and lease specials for everyone's budget. That's Bomarito Cadillac, where price sells Cadillacs.
Chuck's Boots, your headquarters for Harley-Davidson boots. For the largest selection of Harley-Davidson boots, all at the guaranteed lowest price, check out Chuck's Boots, Highway 30 in Benton.
Coming in the spring of 2006, LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS, St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
There you go. And get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid of this rover.
Use Gritto, radio friends, the soap that gives your hands that dishpan look. How will the old man know you've been working if your hands don't have that dishpan look? Put a box of Gritto in a glass of water, then listen to it fizz. Dopes. Remember, Gritto spelled sideways is Otrigger.
Crossed over. If I ever have a set.
Is that a new product?
I'll be the
Gritto, yeah. Just on the market?
Yeah.
Gritto.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Did you ever have a bad day? And the reason you have a bad day is because you put on a shirt that you hate, but it's too late and you're running late, and you're stuck the rest of the day. I hate.
Is that the shirt?
Yes.
On?
I hate the shirt.
You do?
I hate it.
Why?
I hate it so much that I'm about to. I don't know what I'm about
is
to do. Leave and go to a church store.
Is it a sweatshirt? It looks
but
like
it's,
it.
But it's
is it because it's too tight.
Shut up, peon.
Around the tummy.
Shut up. It's because it's too tight.
No,
it's you know it's
and
like,
the breast.
Dan, you know what?
Oh.
Thin
oh.
Ice. Yeah, I would never.
You ever heard this
thin
mic.
Ice?
I didn't realize
yeah,
my mic.
Thin
was
ice.
Yeah.
No, you know, everybody has some clothes that they wear, and they
yeah.
go, why ever keep wearing this? It's just that the sleeves are too tight, the wrist, you know, I should try to stretch them
yeah.
out. It's just a, like a half inch shorter than I like. It's
not your tummy typical. Hanging out?
No.
Oh.
No, but you know what? I got something else hanging out.
You do?
Yeah, if you want to come over here.
Under your chin?
And examine it.
You
know
under
what?
Your chin.
You know what? I think it may be time to make some changes. That's what
that's
I think.
Rough.
We have a special guest. I don't know how special he is. You'll decide that, but he's been in before. He's a regular contributor to the show.
And he's good looking.
Who are you talking about?
You're talking about that man straight across from me. He's a good-looking guy.
Good grief.
Wow. Oh. Dyes go bad at 50, don't they?
50 is when they start to go.
Yeah, blurry.
Ladies and gentlemen, from outdoors to indoors, because he's indoors today, let's just call him indoors Outdoors in Edsburg.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. You know, Karen's made two comments. She's called me good-looking and said your shirt's too tight.
Yeah, and she's that way. One of the reasons that we want to get you in here in person today, and we're glad you're here.
Did you bring the fish?
That, well, no, we wanted to thank him for Friday's crime.
Oh, yeah.
And the potatoes. Oh, wait,
you know what?
He
it's
lied.
It's coming this Friday.
He lied
right?
about it.
This Friday.
This Friday is 2 days away.
Yeah, I know that. And crappie and potato pancakes.
Do you have some? Did you find some crappie?
I did find some. Absolutely. My buddy Ron.
Had crappie.
We had a loner crappie.
Loaner?
He loaned me some.
Oh, you tell him you pay him back.
So
I'll borrow him. I'll give him back to you.
Exactly. Not one crappie.
Oh, no, no.
Be,
if you're going to feed us, you know what? If you're going to feed us with one crappie, you better be Jesus.
Yeah.
Because he's the only guy that's ever
that.
Fed people who can eat as much as we can eat with one fish.
I'd say we got 40. 40 fillets. Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's going to work just fine. And then, like, 80 potato pancakes.
Oh, I love potato pancakes.
I'm not going to eat from... I'm not going to eat. That's a little much. I am not going to eat...
Past 2:30 on Friday?
2:30 on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to have a bite to eat. So I'll be ready to go. You're familiar with the Burke segment.
I've heard of it.
Well, it's very popular, and that's where we say this. Does anybody have anything to say?
Well, I do.
Karen Vale, everybody.
Well, thank you
looking
very much.
Stunning.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Stunning.
Sure.
Who was that?
Did anybody happen to watch any of the CMA awards last night?
No. Oh, bits and pieces.
I got home late, and when I got home, it was on, and that little American Idol blonde was singing. What's
Carrie
her name?
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, she was so very good.
When I walked in, she was on, and I thought, yeah, this is pretty good. That's about all I saw.
Well, I know that they had it in New York, trying to make it a little more...
New York-y.
I guess upscale, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I know, I didn't see them perform, I know that Bon Jovi was supposed to be a part of that, and I've been asking the question all week, why?
Well, how's that
Elton John was part
Elton
of it.
Well,
John
I know.
Was there.
And I saw Elton John, and I believe it was Dolly Parton
right.
that did a
now,
duet.
Now, what's Dolly Parton doing at a country show?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
It didn't... Boy, all of a sudden, and I had seen her on a tribute show, and I can't even remember what to. Oh, I know what it was, and it
oh,
was.
Oh, I saw the tribute to Big Breath.
No, but maybe there was one, and she would win deservingly. No, I think it talked about the greatest. We talked about this maybe 6-7 months ago. The greatest country songs ever recorded,
the greatest
and I
country
will.
Breast.
I will. I Will Always Love You was the one selected by whatever this, maybe it was Country Music Channel or something.
Right.
But last night, Alabama received, I'm not even sure which award, it was like a Lifetime Achievement Award, something like that, and they let, the first guy comes up, I can't even remember all their names, first guy spoke.
Randy
this,
Owen?
This, no, it wasn't Randy, it was the guy, shorter, stouter guy.
Steve Johnson?
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, the drummer is speaking.
Anyway.
The drummer is speaking, and all of a sudden you hear this music come up real loud, and they just cut off to commercials.
Well, that's what they do.
It was awful, really, the way it was handled. Some of the acts were good. Alison Krauss, I like her very much. Like Bluegrass, I always say that. But
well, I always think it's
funny.
Just
seems overproduced.
Well, and they give the biggest award of the night, and essentially what they're saying, I don't care what award show it is, they're saying, this person we're about to announce is the top of the heap, the biggest in the business. And the winner is, and then they do the winner is, Randy Travis or whatever it is. And, oh, my goodness, the place goes crazy. And they get up and they go, well, I just want to thank, okay, that's it, get off.
They just...
All right, that's enough. You know, 1 minute you're a big deal and then you're off the stage.
And there's no time for you.
Sorry, that's all we want to hear.
So I guess... Summing it up, it just seemed way overproduced.
Why did they did it in New York?
I don't know. Trying to, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's stupid.
Yeah.
Spread country music out across the masses and better appeal. I don't know.
Couldn't they want it across the masses, have it at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Yeah, yeah. Good idea.
Vatican.
Yeah.
Vatican. Now you got something.
Couldn't they leave the cowboy hats at home just for one night a year at the awards?
It's a trademark for some of those guys.
One guy. I can't remember which one.
Kenny Chesney has no skull. Nobody knows that. He has no
Mr. Brain?
No top of his skull. If he takes his hat off, his raw brain.
He's like that kid in Fat Albert that has no face, the one that wears the hat.
But one guy didn't have, I saw like the male award, and one guy didn't have a hat out of all five.
Well, the male award guy who got the most mail, the guy that got the most
Yeah.
And Cliff Clavin.
The one that doesn't really fit to me.
I want to thank the Academy.
Hey, Karen, I've never heard you say anybody didn't.
Well, this guy doesn't to me in country music. It's Keith Urban.
Oh, he was the one that didn't have. He has long hair and no kind of
hair. He looks like a rocker, you know, to
me. They love him. They love him. Entertainment of the Year. Women love him.
And is he from England?
He's from, shoot.
Or is he Australia? Okay.
I think he's Australian.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that's all.
You know the guy that I don't like? The guy who, he never sings in a in the city. He always sings out the Keith Suburban.
Keith Suburban. Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks, everybody. See what I did there?
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Trailblazer,
doesn't he?
Yeah.
No, you know, see, that's not funny. See, what you did, let's stop and have a comedy.
We have to analyze what he did?
Let's stop and have a comedy. Keith Suburban instead of Keith Urban. That's the joke. Yeah. That's where it ends. And then you jump in, he drives a Trailblazer. Did you notice?
It
was nervous laughter.
It died
a thousand deaths.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So write that down. That's another comedy lesson for you. Was that it for you?
That is.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything to say?
I do.
Now, Ned, you're familiar with this segment?
Yeah.
Where you just kind of...
You jump in, don't you, if you have something to say?
Well, you just say, I do, and anything on your mind, or that if you saw a bad accident, or you gave birth, or anything.
Well, I haven't done that yet. Let me try.
Ned Burke, everybody.
Dan does.
Right? thanks, Ned.
No problem.
No, Dan Strauss, everybody.
The latest thing that I've noticed about drivers, just people driving and pulling up to stop signs or stop lights or anything, they stop, especially a stoplight, they stop like a whole car length back behind the line. Don't you have to pull up to trigger the lights?
Sometimes.
I've never noticed anybody doing that.
I've noticed it like three different times
this
today.
This is what you've come in with today?
Well, yeah.
But I noticed somebody not pull far enough up at the stop sign.
Three different times. It drives me crazy.
What, in 3 years?
No, three different times today.
Today?
At three really? Different stoplights, Ooh. People.
Are you sure you were at a stoplight?
Just sat back. Oh, good Lord.
No, I think, really, that's a good story.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting to a lot of people. I think a lot of people... Oh, wait, maybe not.
No.
I guess...
I don't think anybody cares.
I think only you.
No one cares about the stoplight. People stop. No.
Do you have anything else?
No, that's it. No. I don't have anything.
Anything from you, Ned?
You know what I hate?
Ned Spurk, everybody.
I don't know that this can top the stoplight story.
Probably not.
A good one.
But I hate people that say strength.
Oh, instead of strength.
Man, I hate that.
Oh. And limp.
And limp. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard limp.
No, I've heard
limp strength.
Yeah, I've heard that.
This guy's got tremendous strength. And it can be a like a bright person. It's on the news or something. They say strength. Yeah. Why do they do that? I hate that.
Well, it's the same thing. It's almost the same thing as people that say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've never heard that.
Thanks a lot.
You've never heard that? We have one person that contributes on this show that does it all the time, and I've even mentioned it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You'll say thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I was thinking of you over the weekend.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah. Thanksgiving's going to be.
Are you going to be ready, Theodore?
Theodore's got so much strength.
That's it for you, strength. That's your strength.
That's the only thing.
Well, you kind of put him on the spot, though. Mm. I mean, maybe he didn't know.
Hey, he knows the show. Oh. He knows there's a Burke segment. He should know it.
That's all I can think of.
Well, all it is you come to the table with whatever it is you'd like to throw out.
I got a couple of things.
What?
Two days in a row. And yesterday was actually a produced bit.
Yeah, it sure was.
What do you got for you?
The first thing is a website for everybody to check out. I saw it yesterday.
Right.
It's called Jollers.com. It's like bowlers with a J.
Jollers.
Jollers.com. And it's people that take pictures with a digital camera of somebody shaking their head back and forth as fast as they can.
If you shake your head violently, your cheeks and your skin will move.
So they catch these people in
with
various...
jowls?
With their eyelids, too.
Well, and with your skin slung sideways.
And you freeze a shot. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And the second thing is South Park tonight will be, the topic will be Scientology. So anybody that's interested in that, they should. South Park episode tonight.
Oh, and I bet you'll have an accurate.
Yeah, they will.
They will, yeah.
So it should be good. And the third thing was an article I came across yesterday. I didn't find the answer out, though, so I need help from somebody. Toilet seats in public places are in a U shape.
That's a commercial seat.
And the home public toilet seats are the oval all the way around.
I read the same thing.
What's the
reason?
Yeah.
I think it's so you don't go wee-wee on that little front part there.
Yeah.
You think
it's
so?
It's a hygiene thing.
Yeah. Do women have the U-shape in their
bathrooms? The horse
very often.
They do, because it's a commercial. When you have a commercial building, that's the kind of toilet seat. If they inspect your bathroom, they'll come by and say, oh, that's a residential seat. You have to put a commercial seat
in. Yeah, you can't have a round seat. Because look, if you getting up or down, or in the process, if you have some forward splatter, it's going to hit the surface of the seat, and somebody else could then touch it. Where otherwise, it's just going to hit the bowl.
So you don't worry about that at home? Is that why you just have the oval one at home? You don't worry about splatter?
At home. I mean, it's your family.
Yeah.
You know.
I peed on the seat again.
But if you touch a drop of your own pee or something, it's not as big a deal. I don't want to go in and find out that I just touched some residue from... Well, let's say our new program director. His stuff.
But why in the women's room? Why not just in the men's?
I think sometimes women have maybe a forward, a little bit of forward.
Or maybe
projection.
The other thing.
They're more accurate. I know they're way more accurate.
The other thing.
Do women ever have
a little
forward projection of the liquid disposal?
Well, I would think yes, based on what I've encountered. Sometimes, unless a guy's been in there before I was,
and that could be it too. Maybe there's an emergency and a guy has to go in.
I believe, and I don't want to take this too far because it could get disgusting. But
right.
I also believe that women don't. Women tend to reach down.
Oh yeah,
and they need access.
Yeah,
they have better access with that horseshoe opening.
They do that.
Well, they reach. They don't reach down. Like,
not while they're doing.
No,
no.
No, and the finishing up process.
After.
Oh yeah,
that could be.
So that's it.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Okay.
That's a good topic, PM.
Well, thank you.
That's a good. Anybody else? Everybody, I believe everybody's been included.
Yeah.
That's it. Burke's segment is officially closed. So here's what happens next. We do a little business, and then we come right back and we take your calls. Dan, who should already be putting your names on the screen, but is not very good at it, and we're going to work on that. We'll take your call at 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRX.
KTRX.
Well,
did
not...
we change a...
No.
Or,
no.
That was specific. He did that for a purpose.
Thank you. Ned knows me.
Yeah.
The Germex people asked me if I could, on occasion, say KTRX to sort of subliminally make people think of Germex. You think of two things at once. You think of KTRS and Germex.
I see.
If you say KTRX, that sets me up to talk about Germex because it's already sort of in your mind. It's a new technique, and I'm studying it.
So Germex didn't buy half of this place, too, and we didn't change it?
I'm not sure. They may have, but I don't think so. I don't think so, but they just wanted me to try it, and it worked because it got all of your attention.
Yeah,
so.
We don't make a mistake.
That's got strength.
Ned, it does. Ned is sitting next to...
Hey, I was somewhere...
And you can testify, a big bottle of Germex right there.
Oh, yeah.
I was somewhere today at a public building, and this lady and her husband were there, whipped out a little bottle of Germex, and they were both...
good for them.
Yeah.
We were... Where in the world were we this weekend? And somewhere, and I said to my wife, I said, I cannot wait to get to the restroom to wash my hands. And she said, oh, wait. And she pulled Germex out of her purse. And once we used it, I thought, I know what it was. It was over the weekend when we went out of town, and we stayed at a little hotel. And the guy behind the desk, when I checked in, he gave me those two pass cards that you swipe the door with. And he was behind the counter at the reception desk. And he had a horrible cold. And he on his hand. And then he handed me, he encoded and handed me the cards. And I got to the room and I sat him down. I told my wife, I said, immediate scrubbing. And she said, here, do this first. Germax. I did it and washed my hands. Boy, this guy, he's a horrible cold. He has such a horrible cold that you could tell he couldn't even not breathe at all. And he said, I can give you, if you have AAA, I can give you a room for $69 if you have AAA.
Shut up.
and then after about every 2 seconds, she... And I said, yeah, okay, let's do that. I'll take it. Let's get this over with. And we went up to the room and used our Germax. It's a great product. It's a company that also, made here in St. Louis, I might add, and they also make Germax. I call it Magic Foam. It's a liquid soap. And there are other companies that make similar products, but you pump it and it comes out in a foam. And some restrooms have it now. I love that stuff.
I do too.
Yeah. I love it because it evenly covers your hands immediately. You don't have to work up a lather. I don't know how they do that. I don't know how it goes. It's magic. It goes from the bottle where it's clear liquid. By the time it comes out, foam. Check it out. Germax. It's another great product. Germax. Ask for it by name if you're in a store and they don't sell Germax, yet they will sell that other sound-alike, look-alike stuff that's not the same and costs more. What's the matter with them? In fact, say, get the manager and say, what's the matter with you? Some Germax in here. Ask for it by name. Germax, waterless hand sanitizer, or any of the great Germax products.
Truck buyers, Sunset Ford announces the biggest and best incentive program ever on F-150s. Save $12,000 on over 50 F-150 Super Cruise. Sunset has the best selection in the Midwest. Or you may save even more than $12,000 by taking 0% financing for 72 months. Plus, you'll still get a $1,000 rebate. But it's for a limited time only, so hurry to Sunset Ford for the best selection and the biggest savings in the Midwest.
Sunset Ford.
Graboid, Lindbergh, and in Waterloo, Illinois. When's the best time to buy a 2006 Mustang convertible? Now at Sunset Ford. With over 30 Mustang convertibles to choose from, you can save up to $3,000 at Sunset Ford. Plus, for a limited time, buy an 06 Mustang convertible and get an Orlando or Vegas vacation, hotel, and airfare at no extra charge. Get $3,000 off new 06 Mustangs, plus an Orlando or Vegas vacation only at Sunset Ford. Graboid, Lindbergh, and in Waterloo, Illinois.
How would you like to eliminate a dirty house, and even better, the soapy, crunchy residue in your carpet forever? Well, I tell you about my friends at Zero Res because it is the right way to clean, and who has time for the wrong way to clean? Because you just waste money and you waste so much time. Call Zero Res today and trust me, you will be a believer. In the carpet cleaning area, it's free of soap, no detergents, no dry cleaning chemicals. This patented proven technology has now been embraced by Mohawk, yes, a leading carpet manufacturer. They say that it is environmentally friendly, and the Mohawk Group has begun recommending and using Zero Res on its customer claims throughout the country. And wait until you see how they can clean the tile and grout in your home. It would take you 6 months and a can of cleanser with a toothbrush, and you still couldn't get it as clean as Zero Res. 1-866-ZERO-RES. 1-866-ZEROREZ. 866-937-6739, spelled backwards or forwards. Zero Res is the right way to clean.
Can Bob Schultz warm me up?
You bet he can. Bob Schultz has the area's largest showroom, and it's full of brand new Harleys. You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz. New Harleys and sexy leather.
I'm feeling good about Bob Schultz.
Bob Schultz Harley-Davidson, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. I-70 and Cave Springs exit in St. Charles. The Harley experts. Visit the world's best motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket. Bob Schultz, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. Right now, Bob Schultz has new, hard-to-find Harleys with easy financing. Bob Schultz will put you on a sexy new Harley-Davidson. Then you'll be...
Bob Schultz, you're a hottie.
You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz, Motorcycle Supermarket, St. Charles, the Harley experts.
Cosmetic dentistry is a non-specialty interest area that requires no specific educational training in order to advertise this service.
A message from the office of Dr. Michael White about crooked teeth.
There are many different kinds of crooked teeth. Overlap teeth, twisted teeth. Some people have gaps between their teeth. Most people think they need braces for 2 to 3 years to solve these problems, but that's just not the case. Using the latest techniques in cosmetic dentistry, we can fix virtually any crooked teeth without braces, often in just one or two visits. And I want to stress that. We can fix virtually any crooked teeth in just one or two visits without braces.
And these treatments are affordable.
We offer financing. We take credit cards. We can even phase the treatment over time. We can make a brand new smile affordable for almost anyone.
Just imagine how much better you would look if your teeth were straight. Call Dr. White's office now for a complimentary consultation at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Dr. Michael White at the forefront of cosmetic dentistry.
Hi, this is Bill Wilkerson. You know, St. Louis is a great restaurant town, but there's just no way you can know where every great restaurant is. So when your friends find one, they ought to share it with you. And that's what I'm doing, telling you about Biggie's Restaurant at 3332 Watson Road. Price family has been in the restaurant business for a long time, and you can certainly tell the difference when you have dinner or lunch at Biggie's. They're famous for their steaks. They sell more steaks than just about anybody, and I've had one, and I know why. They do a fabulous steak. If you love salads, you're going to love the salads at Biggie's. They make their own dressings, you know. Homemade dressings, one specialty called white French. It is absolutely fantastic. Homemade onion rings as big as the plate. If you love onion rings, you're going to love onion rings at Biggie's. Homemade soups. And on Saturday, barbecue ribs, especially, have their own built-in barbecue pit out back, and if you don't get there early, you're not going to get some of those baby back or St. Louis-style ribs. Lunch and specialties on Tuesdays and Thursday, barbecue pork steaks. For all of those reasons and more, you have to have lunch or dinner at Biggie's, 3332 Watson Road.
Any car company could receive one quality award, but lately, GM has been picking up more and more. Now there's a new study out from J.D. Power & Associates, and GM has walked away with five important awards. They're all for initial quality, including the highest-ranked entry midsize car, the highest-ranked premium midsize car, and the highest-ranked full-size car, along with the highest-ranked full-size SUV and the highest-ranked heavy-duty full-size pickup. Five is no fluke. It's the sign of real excellence. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Tell me where you are. And I will jump into my car. I won't slow down.
Only one car company could bring high-quality cars to millions of Americans. Only GM. To learn more, visit onlygm.com/quality.
This week at Seasonal Concepts, save 25 to 50% on their huge selection of unique Christmas decorations and pre-lit trees. For locations, visit seasonalconcepts.com.
.339 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic, sponsored by the International Star Registry. They'll name a star after anybody on your gift list. It is the ultimate gift. International Star Registry at 1-800-282-3333, or you can visit starregistry.com. Northbound 270 between Big Bend and Doherty Ferry, there's an accident. Two left lanes are blocked, and that is why you are stopped at 44. That's where the backup starts. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound on 40 at the last Missouri exit, Broadway. Road crews out. The exit ramp is closed. Use 11th Street as an alternate. Eastbound 370 at 270, road crews out. The left lane is closed. Westbound 70 at Mid River Small Drive, traffic starting to slow. Southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, a slowdown. And downtown, the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are starting to line up. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Off we go to the phones. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. 888-560-560.
What is the matter with you?
You know what? I need a vacation. Wow. I think next week I'll take some time.
Sounds like you made a mistake.
560.
No. Good.
I actually didn't make a mistake, but I almost did.
That was a close one.
That was a close
Very
one.
Very
1-888. Let me explain what happens here. Okay. I am real tight with the Cardinals because we own half of them.
Right.
They've said to me there is some talk of pushing this up the dial a little bit to 560.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that yet.
One more number. I'm against it.
560?
Yeah, yeah, I'm against it. I said, no, I don't think it's a good idea.
Huh.
And that meeting was on my mind
when
I said 888-560.
Because if we changed to 560, I'm sure that would have been the phone number, 888-560.
And we did 560.
Right.
I fought it. And I think I've won here. I don't think that's going to happen. But forgive me for having my mind on that meeting. Of course, the numbers are 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Let's go to Jerry. Hello there, Jerry.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Jerry, I don't think I've ever been better.
Amen to PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. And a late happy birthday, Karen.
Oh, hi, Jerry. Thank you.
I sent you a card. Did you get it?
I did. I acknowledged it on the air. Thank you very much.
She got it. I'm sorry.
I wasn't listening at the first hour yesterday. But
she got it, and she got your card.
Thank you.
Frank, I was listening the other day. I couldn't get through about when you were talking to that lady with the book about the new language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wanted to tell you that you were saying you hadn't heard "Whoa, Dude," until Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
And that's the first time I remember hearing. That's the first time I remember it.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you that if you'd have grown up in Southern California in the 70s, you'd have heard it back then.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
This speak that's going on nowadays, well, at least that kind of stuff, is all just Southern California 70s talk is what all that is.
And I think almost everything comes from California. It just takes 10 years to get here.
Right. Yeah, like that Frank Zappa came out with that record Valley Girl in 1981.
Right.
And it was really about 5 or 6 late. If he'd have come out with it in the middle of the 70s, it would have been a lot bigger hit. Because it wasn't the gist of that song wasn't about being a stupid airhead. It was just about being, that's how all the kids talked in the 70s, in the San Fernando Valley, which is where I grew up. And like, whoa, dude, we were saying that in the 70s. And the girls were all saying, whatever. And, totally. And all of that.
This is all boring crap to them.
Well, what happened is those kids all grew up and are now producing movies.
Right.
And that's what because most of TV and movies all is made out there. And that's where all of this stuff comes from. Like, all the stupid things like My Bad and Bling Bling, that's just kid talk.
Now, how much? I wonder how much actually, no matter where it started, how much of it really caught fire. And I'll mention two things: caught fire from Bill and Ted, things like "Excellent,"
right.
And from Wayne and Garth, Wayne's World.
Wayne's World,
I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of stuff that came from Wayne's World that California people probably knew. We'd never heard it. We thought they were making it up.
And they just pick up on all that, and like. Things like radical and ass kick and raw and gnarly, that's all beach talk, like surfer talk. Those were things to describe waves. That's all just 70s beach talk is all that is. Another one that I wanted to tell you about is Get Her Done, that you're always saying.
Oh, Larry the Cable Guy.
Okay, well, I'm here to tell you that if that's where you heard it, I'm telling you, they ripped it off.
I think everything is a rip-off of something.
Okay, if you go and rent the 1976 movie Carrie, when John Travolta and his buddies are at the slaughterhouse getting the animal blood, one of his friends says, "Get her done, brother, get her done." Exactly like that.
Wow.
You've just blown up Larry's career.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing, Wayne's World, to me, man, that was like the funniest routine. And there was something else that they did. Excellent, and they had...
When they did that, that's exactly what they were making fun of, that 70s. Now, that 70s beach thing, that was a bunch of airheads.
And some of theirs was partly a takeoff on Ted, Bill and Ted. Some of it was just the California thing.
Well, Wayne's World was way before Bill and Ted. They were doing that on Saturday Night Live, geez, like back in the early, late 80s. Mm-hmm.
So that came before Bill and Ted?
Wayne's World, they were doing Wayne's World in like 87, 88. Myers and Dana Carvey.
All right, well,
as a skit on Saturday Night.
Right, before the movies.
The movie was like 92, but they were doing that skit for years before that movie.
Hey, when was the movie, what was the movie Spicoli was in?
Pastimes at Ridgemont High.
Pastimes at Ridgemont High.
That was 82.
82, because Spicoli was like kind of like that.
He was doing exactly what I was just talking about, the 70s beach thing.
Yeah.
And then the weed smoking.
I'm going to tell you, the one, though, if you had to pick one that you'd say, what word do you think has caught on the most and is used the most, it has to be dude. I mean, there aren't any two guys that you run into that go, hey, dude, what are you doing?
And I'll tell you, Frank, here we go again, because I called about a month ago telling you about when we talked about the whole Monica Lewinsky thing, about that whole culture. In 1970, I switched over from parochial Catholic school to regular public school, everybody I turned around was every guy, dude, everything was dude, and that was way back then, so it was already started. I don't know how it got started, but
I went to a school for a while. It was really nasty. Hey,
different state.
Yeah.
Frank, is Terrence not there today?
Not here.
Oh, because I had one more thing I wanted to address before I get off. Next Tuesday is November the 22nd. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to reiterate what I did a couple of years ago, that Karen Bale's right and Terry Daly's wrong about JFK.
Oh, about the assassination.
What about
and
right?
The magic bullet theory and how it's a bunch of crap.
How there's no way that Oswald could have possibly acted alone.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jerry.
I don't think this year you'll have an argument. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. How are we doing on time? We're okay. Can we talk to Brian? Hello, Brian.
Hey, Frank. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good.
I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hey, a minute ago when you guys were talking about people mispronouncing things, I couldn't help but think, even educated people, and I've thought this for years, irritate me when they say they use could have been or they use... I'm trying to think of exactly how they put it. Instead of saying I couldn't be more tired or something or more sick of something, they
I'll give you the best one of all. They say I could care less.
Yes. What you should be saying
is I couldn't care less.
Right, I could not care.
That drives me nuts, because when you say I couldn't care less, it means you care as little as you can possibly care.
Everybody does that, and they're... I mean, I don't know that I've ever heard anybody within the last year say it correctly.
Well, you'll hear me say it correctly because it drives me nuts. And I, when I hear people say, oh, wait, really? Yeah, well, I could care less. It doesn't make sense. If you could care less, then you care.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's stupid. But
so I had to throw that in there.
You know, the other one is when you're checking out and it says 12 items or less.
Right.
It should be 12 items or fewer.
Because
less is fewer is quantity and less is amount.
What in the world are you trying to do to this show?
What'd you say, Dan?
12 items or less.
Or fewer.
No, I disagree.
No, it should be fewer.
No, I disagree, though. 12 items is a quantity. That is an amount. 12 items or less quantity.
No, it's fewer. If you're buying steins that are made out of that pewter.
Brian, I'm sorry that Ned tried to turn this into something ugly.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But, all right, before I get off the phone, I do have to say hi to Karen.
Oh, Brian, hi.
She still got it, and so do you, Brian.
That's sweet.
All right, you guys have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Brian.
You too.
And who couldn't have a good afternoon in this windless, calm, warm Jamaican-type
balmy.
It's beautiful. Hey, before we take a break or something like that, and maybe we will take a break, maybe Outdoors Ned sometime today could tell the story about when he was almost arrested trying to pass a counterfeit $50 bill a long time ago.
Is
was this
true?
Like 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago?
Is that
ago?
True?
I
you mean pass it like you swallow?
You mean like yeah?
No,
like I was trying
you mean
to...
intentionally distribute it, or are you
no? I don't think he knew. I don't think he knew it was.
I was at the FINA station in the restroom, and I tried to. I did not know about this, Dan.
You don't remember that?
No.
Dan, how is it you know a story about his life, and he didn't even know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
He got some bad info.
Or he obviously doesn't want to talk about it.
No.
Good night.
Well, I was telling that story about that time.
We were doing so good.
And Ned didn't even know what he's talking about.
No,
you
no
really
idea.
Don't know what he's talking
like
about.
Like,
really
right along.
And when you say pass a $50 bill, that sounds like he ate it. That doesn't sound very good.
Well,
Ned could talk about when he was the president that one time.
Oh, yeah. I always try to pass 12 items or fewer.
Yeah. Hey, remember that time you were U.S. Senator?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break here. And I had a... had a chat this morning with Dan Merrifield. You may not know that name, but you know this company, and the company is Lakeside Exteriors. Now, here's the deal. People, for as long as I can remember, have looked at their neighbors and other people and have wondered or said out loud, how come they always get the deals, and how come they always seem to know when to do the things that they do at the right time and save money? Well, here's the reason. It's because they pay attention and they listen. And you're going to have an opportunity to listen right now to something I'm going to tell you that's going to save you some money. And it's money on Hardy Plank, this siding that we've told you about for a long time that is the number one hottest seller, probably the best siding made in the world. I haven't heard of one or seen one better. It's Hardy Plank. We have it on the back of our house. I know what I'm talking about. These material costs are rising, and they're continuing to rise, and that's not going to stop for a while. Ned here knows a little bit about building. But since those hurricanes, they've been gradually raising prices on building materials. Lakeside Exteriors is going to feel that, and you're going to feel it. But here's the good news. If you will go ahead and get the siding taken care of now and get the Hardy Plank job on the books, get the appointment made, get it ready to do, you're going to get in before the prices rise even more. Now, they will let you pay for it later using an easy 6-month, no interest, no payment plan. But repeat that. 6 months, no interest, no payments. It will be less expensive to put up Hardy Plank now than it will be in the spring. And there is no problem installing this in the winter. There are certain things that I don't want done in the winter, and it's just my own. I firmly believe that if construction guys are out in the bitter cold and it's 5 degrees, I don't think they work as well in the freezing cold with their hands on a job outside. And I don't think some products, here's the other thing, they don't take as well. The construction's not the same. Hardy Plank is not affected by that. Okay, and neither are the people who put it up. This is a product. It doesn't make any difference how cold it is. It's fibrous concrete. It's the toughest stuff you'll ever put on the outside of your house outside of brick or stone. And they don't have a too big a backlog that they can't get to you this winter and have it ready by spring because they have staffed up because the business has been so good. Holy cow, they put a lot of this stuff up. And you're going to see why when you wrap your knuckles on it. And let me give you the demonstration I like to give. Simulation. It's a simulation. Here's the sound of wrapping your knuckles on some vinyl siding. And quite a bit of vinyl siding sounds like this. You walk up the side of your house and you hit your siding.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
That doesn't sound very tough.
Sounds like paper.
It sounds like a stack of paper.
It does, absolutely does.
Here's Hardy Plank.
Wow.
That sounds tough.
Yeah. Like concrete.
Like concrete.
Yeah.
That's what it is, but it's beautiful. It's got grain like wood. Check it out. A lot of colors. The place to do it, Lakeside Exteriors. The phone number, and if you don't remember this, we'll go send you to their website, 636-978-5000. Website, it's an easy one, lakesideexteriors.com. Save some money, get it done now, have it done this winter, and ready for spring. I'm telling you, the cost will be less than it will be in the spring. Lakesideexteriors.com.
Geraldo at Large, Arizona. They risk everything, fighting a force of nature so furious that it destroys everything in its path. Now a shocking twist. Could a former wildfire fighter be the serial arsonist who ignited the blaze? Geraldo investigates. Then, was it justice or just plain revenge?
I think they wanted to burn him.
Why is this family fighting to save the man convicted of killing their sister and niece? We have that explosive story.
Geraldo at Large, today at 4:30 on Fox 2. Then,
for Fox 2 News, I'm Dan Gray. Coming up today at 5, her friends thought she was asleep, but they couldn't wake her up. The mysterious death of the 16-year-old girl riding the school bus. A raging fire devours a Bridgeton home. Why the weather is being blamed for the intensity of the flames. And how animals from the St. Louis Zoo are being used to treat Alzheimer's patients. It's all coming up today, after Geraldo at Large, on Fox 2 News at 5.
When you're planning the most important day of your life, you deserve to be treated like royalty. At Men's Warehouse, you will be.
Hi, my name is Vicki Donahue. I am a bride who just had my wedding yesterday, and we just returned our tux to Men's Warehouse.
honestly, your shop treated us like we were prince and princess and king queen. We've been to all the different tux stores and all the malls, and we just not ever had a good experience with them. And your tuxes are beautiful. The selection was unbelievable. The price was phenomenal. We had 16 tuxes rented out from your shop, and everyone was so excited to know that our prices were so low. And everyone was handled very smoothly and very politely and very kindly, and they had a blast. I just really think your store is unbelievable. Thank you so much.
Tuxedo rentals for as little as $50.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Now in Florissant, Cross Key Shops, New Halls Ferry Road, and North Lindbergh. For the men's warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
KTRS is proud to present the 25th anniversary of the Shootout, America's premier high school basketball event, December 7th at Savas Center. One ticket gets you access to seven games and over 30 Division I recruits, including three of the nation's top prep talent. And you won't want to miss nationally ranked Vashon and Memphis Mitchell in a game that's sure to be a classic. Tickets are available from the Savas Center box office or by calling Ticketmaster. For more information on the Shootout, presented by Nesquik, ready to drink milk and 3-a-day dairy, log on to KTRS.com.
Like the words to this when they say chew it on a piece of ass.
Yeah. No, I don't think they should.
No.
Grass.
Oh, grass. Yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't like that either.
Yeah, that doesn't go. That is not something that would be a part of the show. In about a minute and a half, and I'm turning it over to Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. Try not to have such a deep voice, it makes us feel bad.
Oh.
I like it.
Hi, Karen.
Right. Hi, Tim.
It's all about you and Karen.
Yeah. Well, I was calling for a couple of things. First of all, Dan's good story earlier about people, you know, parking too far away from the stoplight.
Wasn't that a great story?
Yeah, it was great. And I just I'd state the obvious and just say, what about people staying in the fast lane even though you're riding up there at grass or what was the ass you were talking about chewing earlier?
You know what? I did it over the weekend. I went out of town and I got on a guy's bumper. That guy would not get out of the left lane. And he was doing on an interstate about 50 and I just stayed on it. He never moved. I flashed my lights and he just oblivious. Finally, you just have to go around them on the right and forget it.
Yeah, you'll get
And then you look over at them, and they just, like, they're sitting there picking their nose.
Yeah,
or
it's like they don't even know that you were bugging them. They don't even acknowledge you.
You can't do that in Illinois. They'll give you a ticket in Illinois. Well,
good.
They ought to
give them a ticket
anyway. Well, they'll give you a ticket for anything in Illinois.
you got that right.
Yeah.
You got about 20 more seconds.
Oh, okay, the lady with that book, I was just going to say, you've heard that Tim McGraw song, right?
Which one?
Back when, or whatever it's called, back when a smoke was a smoke, or a screw was a screw, and the wind was all that glue, all that stuff. And then that guy who called, did the Beatles bring about the dude, like that song they had?
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you got it. I think you nailed it. Thank you, Tim.
All right, amen,
Tim. Tim's pretty smart. Hey, dude. I remember that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now through December 4th, go hybrid. You have a chance to do that at Argosy Casino Walton. Ned, have you been to Argosy Casino Walton?
I have.
How long ago?
It has been
a while.
Well, it's been
tell the truth.
6 months. I just went there for lunch. They got a great
tremendous.
Oh my gosh!
The Outfitters Grill, the Captain's Table.
Yeah,
buffet.
Wonderful.
That Outfitters Grill is a fantastic restaurant. I mean, just as a restaurant, forget the whole rest of the casino thing. If you just went there for a if you just want a restaurant, it's a great one. Great view of that beautiful bridge over there. And you have a chance to win a Toyota Prius hybrid or up to $2,000 weekly cash. You want to know more? You need to get over to Argosy Casino Alton. And again, this goes through December 4th. Don't forget, folks, what is this, Wednesday? Tomorrow night, crab legs. Got the stable buffet, all you can eat. Argosy Casino Alton, 1-800-711-GAME. It's 4 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Bob Schmidt. An insurgent attack on U.S. Marines takes a heavy toll not far from the Syrian border. The latest from ABC's Miguel Marquez in Baghdad.
Five Marines were killed in far western Iraq in Operation Steel Curtain. This is the 11th day of this operation and the third town that the Marines have moved into, although they have had some success. They've killed over 100 enemy combatants, in their 11 days. A sixth soldier, a U.S. Army soldier, was killed by an IED in Baghdad.
China reports its first three human cases of bird flu. Two of the victims died. Billions of chickens and other fowl being given flu vaccine in China to keep the virus from spreading. Records of Vice President Cheney's 2001 Energy Task Force have never been released. The Washington Post reports top executives from five big oil companies met with Cheney, a meeting oil executives denied attending in testimony before the Senate last week. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin faults a senior Republican colleague.
Senator Stevens, the chairman of the committee, refused to allow them to be sworn in. Why? So they couldn't be held accountable if they didn't tell the truth.
Senator Stevens, Republican of Alaska, shot back.
To suggest that I did not administer an oath to these witnesses to help them lie to members of Congress is false, inexcusable, and in violation of Rule 19, the long-standing practice of senatorial courtesy. And I expect an apology from the senator from Illinois.
Democrats want the oil execs brought back for questioning under oath. Ralph Edwards, host of the 50s TV show This Is Your Life, has died in Los Angeles at the age of 92. Ben Bernanke, nominated to be Federal Reserve Chairman after Alan Greenspan steps down. He's won the okay of the Senate Banking Committee. Bernanke expected to be confirmed easily by the Senate. MoneyScope stocks closed mixed. The Dow Industrials down 12. The NASDAQ up 1. You're listening to ABC News.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn two or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about one in three people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor.
At 4:03, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Granite City police say there's no reason to believe there's foul play in this morning's death of a 16-year-old high school student on a bus. Major Jeff Connor says the junior, Tiffany Judd of Pontoon Beach, appeared fine when she boarded the bus at about 6:30.
When they arrived at the high school, the students on the rear of the bus realized that Tiffany did not wake up. They attempted to wake her up, at which time they didn't feel that she was breathing and contacted the school bus driver, who immediately called 911.
Paramedics arrived. Resuscitation efforts continued on the way to and at Gateway Regional Medical Center, where Judd was pronounced dead. Connor tells KTRS News an autopsy will be conducted by the Madison County Coroner's Office. One student has been expelled, one has left school. They're accused of writing threatening racial notes at Governor French Academy in Belleville. Headmaster Philip Peltz tells KTRS News the two female African-American students wrote those notes to other African Americans.
This has given this school an opportunity, as strange and as horrible as it sounds, this is an opportunity for us to deal with the ongoing struggle we have in the United States, which is about bias and race relations. This has been historically the greatest problem in the United States, and you just have to work on it every day if it's going to be a better country.
Peltz says parents who have called the school today support the decision to expel. He plans on turning over the written report to state and federal authorities. State police will be updating reporters this hour in the search for a missing child and his babysitter. A 4:30 news conference is planned in Collinsville. 4-year-old Sherman Tony Jr. of Centerville and Anquinet Parker have been missing since November the 6th. A jury starting its second hour of deliberations in Edwardsville in the trial of an Indiana man. He's accused of multiple drug charges and armed violence. 50-year-old Richard Austin charged in January after Illinois State Police allegedly found 8 pounds of cocaine in his car during a traffic stop near Troy. The Madison County State's attorney, Bill Mudge, says weapons were also recovered. A proposed spring rise on the Missouri River being denounced this afternoon by Missouri Farm Bureau President Charlie Cruz.
I think, bottom line, the ultimate goal of people that want to see the Missouri River shut down for navigation I think that's a big part of what's going on here.
Cruz tells KTRS News the proposal lacks common sense. The Missouri Corn Growers Association, the Soybean Association, also oppose the plan. Commodity group leaders testified in St. Louis today. Cruz and others will be testifying tonight in Jefferson City during the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers public meeting. That will be at Capitol Plaza Hotel. In Missouri, House Democrats say the state's emergency readiness could be better. They plan to introduce a bill next year to make the state better prepared for terrorist attacks, earthquakes, and other emergencies. The Simmons Cooper Market Report, the Dow ends the day down 11, the NASDAQ Composite Index up 1, and the S&P finishing the day up 2. The market report is sponsored by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. Weather plus forecast from meteorologist John Fuller. A freeze warning in effect for tonight. We're expecting a low down to 20, and tomorrow expecting sunshine and a high of 42. Right now, 38 degrees. It is 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
Here's a check on traffic for you, sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, don't date a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more at your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and get your oil changed for just $9.95. This ends December 16th. Northbound 270 between Big Bend and Doherty Ferry. An accident's been cleared. All the lanes are reopened, but traffic, it's backed up to Highway 30. Hampton Avenue at Highway 40, an accident's been cleared. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Slow traffic. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit. Road crews still out at last check. That exit ramp is closed, so 11th Street is the alternate, and traffic is back to Jefferson. Eastbound 370 at 270, road crews out, the left lane down. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers continues to run heavy. Westbound 44 between Lindbergh and 270, a slowdown. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Tonight at 10 on News 4. For infertile couples who want a baby, one of the most promising alternatives is finding an egg donor. But today, some couples aren't merely seeking a donor. They're out mommy shopping for the best young women with just the right combination of brains and beauty to pass along to their child. And some are willing to pay up to $100,000 for the perfect egg. Has this new technique gotten out of hand? Watch Russell Kinsall's report, Mommy Shopping, and judge for yourself. Tonight at 10 on News 4.
Eric Menendez on Entertainment Tonight. The chilling voice of a convicted killer. The murder that shocked America. A Hollywood executive and his wife killed in their own mansion by their own sons.
I collapsed on the stairs, kind of shaking, crying.
Now a new chapter of the Menendez murders. ET's exclusive interview with Eric and his prison bride. Only on Entertainment Tonight.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
Explore the magnificence of ancient Sumer, the world's first civilization, through one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time, treasures from the royal tombs of Ur. Now open at the St. Louis Art Museum. Exquisite and extravagant jewelry of gold, lapis lazuli, and carnelian, cups of gold and silver, and bowls of alabaster are among the pieces from one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur contains a rich collection of objects made from the Royal Court of Sumer, the traditional site of the Garden of Eden. Don't miss this limited engagement to see these rare works of art at the St. Louis Art Museum. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur. It's open now at the St. Louis Art Museum.
Want to beat the holiday rush? Shop early and save at Joseph A. Bank. Right now, a huge selection of sport coats, blazers, and dress pants, 50% off. Plus, an incredible selection of famous Joseph A. Bank dress shirts, 50% off. Consider a huge selection of signature and executive suits, 50% off. Even raincoats, 50% off. Now's the best time to shop. The entire stock of leather jackets, 50% off and more. Like New Zealand lambskin leather bomber jackets, regularly $5.50, now $1.79. Shop early and save at Joseph A. Bank. lambskin leather bomber jackets, regularly $5.50, just $1.79. Now through Sunday.
Two area locations in St. Louis. North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road and Creve Coeur, and Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
The grand opening savings just keep getting better at the new Auto Plaza Ford in Maplewood. While they last, remaining 05 F-150 trucks clearance priced from just $11,880. Only at Auto Plaza Ford can you get a new 06 Focus with automatic and air from only $12,990. 06 Escapes from only $15,990. Dare to compare. Auto Plaza Ford has 20 new Mustangs in stock at grand opening savings. Hurry in to the new Auto Plaza Ford at the corner of Manchester and Big Bend in downtown Maplewood.
This is the perfect time to plan for next year's boating season. Check your equipment, clean your gear, and register for a boater safety course. Starting in January, anyone born after January 1st, 1984 must complete a boater safety course before operating a vessel on a Missouri lake. This law applies to everyone, whether you're a Missouri resident or not. Approved courses are available in most states. Certification will be required to operate any form of vessel, including jet skis. For details, visit MissouriWaterPatrol.org.
KTRS invites you and your family to the annual Thanksgiving Day Parade in downtown St. Louis. This year's parade will feature more than 120 units and features champion figure skater Nancy Kerrigan as this year's Grand Marshal. The parade kicks off at 8:40 on Thanksgiving morning at the corner of 8th and Market. More than a dozen marching bands, giant cartoon balloons, floats, and a couple of special surprises. For more information on the Thanksgiving Day Parade and the Ameren Holiday Festival of Lights the night before, log on to KTRS.com.
KTRS St. Louis.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby.
These are the Drifters. A lot of people don't know that the Drifters' lead singer was Rachel McDaniel.
No kidding, I didn't know that.
Well, it's not true.
Oh.
I made it up because it sounds good. And because this guy does kind of sound like Reggie. Now, some things never change here. Some things do change. One of the things that doesn't change is Dan knew a long time ago he was supposed to have Reggie on the phone. As usual, he does not have him on the phone. He was supposed to have talked to Reggie and said, Reggie, we're on early today because we have a hockey game.
And, I did talk. I talked to him yesterday about it.
See, I would have called and reconfirmed today.
About 4:15.
But I would have done it today about, I don't know, 3:30.
He's doing an interview, too.
Yeah. This is embarrassing because Ned wanted to come in and see if he wanted to pursue a second career, maybe in radio. And this is giving him the impression that it's not very professional.
I thought it would run more smoothly than this.
Well, I did.
We've always thought that.
Sure,
we all did. Reggie McDaniel was brought to you by Metro Lighting. Metro Lighting is a terrific store.
Uh-oh.
Six terrific stores. They've been around for over 30
Uh-oh.
Years. What? I'm doing a commercial.
Go
Seventh
ahead.
Store is on the way. And if you haven't been there for a while, you're in for a treat because they have a lot of beautiful accessories. See, the light has to shine on something. Things in your house. So they have great things in your house now to put that light on. And expert lighting people who can keep you from making a mistake. And competitive prices. MetroLightingCenters.com. I've styled my home with Metro Lights.
Really?
And I've stalled about as long as I can because I can be embarrassed no longer. I'm just going to introduce him, and if he's there, he's there, and if he's not, he's not. Ladies and gentlemen from Denver, Colorado, Reggie McDaniel. No, you know what? Sometimes what you can do, if people just, if somebody will tune in 3 to 5 seconds from now, and they won't know. They'll
sure.
just tune in.
Right.
Reggie, how's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Pretty good, Reggie.
You
how's
have a cold, Reggie?
I got a bit of cold, yeah, I do. I do, I got cold. Is Ned there?
I'm here, Reggie.
How you doing, Ned?
I'm doing great,
buddy.
How did
you know Ned was here?
I told him earlier.
Oh, you did?
Him,
oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Ken, how's Ken doing?
Oh, honey, hi. Hi, Reggie.
I tell you what, I know it's cold and windy. You would be cold, aren't you?
I know it.
What movie you got for us today, Reggie?
You know, I'm trying to think of which one I would like to review because there's so many
right.
that are good And I know you don't like the art films.
No, Reggie sounds a little like bit like Jesse Jackson.
Well, I've been told too that when I have a cold, I sound a bit like Fred Sanford.
Well, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Reggie, thanks for being on with us early today. We know you're normally on between 6 and 6:30, but we have a hockey game, and so they've asked us to kind of move along and get out early. So we really appreciate you know, you're coming in earlier.
I'm happy to do it, Frank. I'm happy to do it.
Back to the movie. What movie?
Yeah, what movie do you have?
Did we review
Madagascar?
Madagascar.
Well, that's just coming out on DVD.
Yeah, usually you do movies in the theater, Rich.
Oh. I get this cold has got me all messed up. I can't think too straight.
Oh. Well, why don't you tell us about that interview you just did?
Because
you told Dan you were going to be in an interview. Who did you talk with?
I was in an interview. It was a good one. It was a good one.
Who did you talk with, hon?
I don't. My cold. I've been taking some NyQuil. I can't remember who I talked to.
Man, you got a bad
cold.
Oh, David. It was David Schwimmer.
I talked with David Schwimmer from France.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I did.
How was that?
I didn't like him. He didn't like me. And it didn't go too well.
Well, but he's in a new movie, and what's the name of it? I don't recall.
I don't remember. I got a bad cold.
You know, they have DayQuil, too, that you can take. That
I didn't know. I did not know. Who's that talking? Ned?
That's Ned, yeah.
I didn't know that, Dan.
Yeah.
I took a NyQuil, and I must have took too much of that stuff, because I can't
function.
Thanks. Function.
You're welcome.
That's it.
So, David Schwimmer's on the other line, that one that's blinking, if you want to talk to him.
Oh, boy. Really? He is?
Wow. Yeah.
Let me talk to him.
Well, that'd be something, yeah.
We're talking about
the line. Why did Reggie Ann's try to answer the line? What was going on?
Hey, David.
I can swim all the way home. I'm in the movie called The Schwimmer.
Yeah. That's somebody trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it. Well, I feel bad because I'm not myself.
No, you're not.
No, you are not.
What I'd like to do is just say, maybe we can do this tomorrow.
All right, Reg.
You can call it up.
Well, maybe you could do a couple things tomorrow then.
Yeah,
right?
Two movies.
If my mama listening, I'm okay. I just sound funny.
You sound white.
You didn't change to a white person, did you, Reggie?
I'm going to tell you something. Once in a while, you people make some kind of black and white jokes and stuff.
Now he does sound like Jesse
Jackson. I play along, but I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's so funny at all. I'm going to ask you to stop doing it because I don't think it's funny, okay? I'm going to go because I got to go to the doctor. I can't breathe. I sound funny.
You sound bad. You really
sound like you have your fingers in your nose, right?
Yeah. And you're a white guy.
I sound like a white guy with fingers in my nose.
Yeah. Funny. I can't explain.
Somebody call himself sounds like a black General Patton. Reggie.
you know, that's a compliment. That's a compliment, General Patton. He's a good. I'm going to have to go. I feel bad. I feel like I'm not giving my all. I don't think this is entertaining. I don't think it's funny.
Yeah, you're not yourself.
We don't either.
Frank, I'm sorry, man.
Reggie, you know what? It's okay. It happens. People get a cold. And we threw you off. It's a different time today, not your regular time.
I'll make up for it tomorrow, okay? All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, Reggie.
All right, Dan.
Bye, honey.
Ken, when I get well.
Okay.
I'm going to give you something. Somebody must have gave me something. I'm going to give you something.
Okay. Just no germs. That's fine.
No.
Okay.
All right, Dan, everybody.
All right, Dan.
Well, there he goes. Reggie McDaniel. He apparently has really got a cold.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
Brought to you by Metro Lighting. We didn't get a review.
He didn't tell us even one movie.
No, anything.
I've had a cold on, felt that rotten.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
I can hear it. I can tell how bad it felt. Yeah. Yeah. Brought to you by Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com. At first, I was kind of angry at Dan because I thought he wasn't going to be on.
Yeah, and then there he was.
And Dan zagged it. He pulled it right out.
Way to go, Dan.
MetroLightingCenters.com.
I was out of the studio. What happened?
No, he had a cold.
We talked to Reggie.
We talked to him. Let's talk to some other people. That's what I say. Who may not have cold. What in this world? 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Let's talk to Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Frank. It's Frank.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Good name you got.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I was just wondering if you was going to ask Jesse if you knew who Billy Bob Thornton was.
Who's Jesse?
No, that was Reggie McDaniel.
I'm sorry, Reggie.
Yeah. Oh, sure he does. We've talked about him many times.
Right. Well, yesterday he was trying to explain to you guys who he was.
That's the onset of this cold he has.
Yeah.
That was an indicator, and we should have picked up on it that he was himself.
Yeah,
because he knows we talked about Sling Blade a lot. That's what the heck the old ARD. Mm-hmm. All right, Dan, that's what that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You're very perceptive, Frank, because you picked up on that, and that was the indicator something wasn't right.
Yeah.
And now we know he's got a cold. Hey, thanks for being so observant.
Hey, you betcha. Amen and peace.
Thank you very much. Hello, John. How are you?
Hi, gang. I'm Amen and PM.
John, everybody. John, say hi to Ned Spurk.
Hello, Ned. I wanted to say something to you, too, in a minute.
Good.
But first, I wanted to say, when you had Reggie on, he was apologizing, saying that it probably wasn't entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
He was right.
Oh, wow.
He gets his feelings hurt easily.
He's our friend.
Yeah.
I know, and I know he's sick, and I'm sorry for picking on him. But, Ned, I wanted to tell you, you mentioned something a long time ago about when kids catch their first fish, you can go to the Department of Conservation website and get a certificate.
Yes.
And I did that, and my daughter got it, and she's six, and she was thrilled to get that certificate. So thank you for that suggestion.
I'm glad you did that. What a neat thing to do for her.
Starting her out on the outdoors trend, and
you bet.
Outdoors, and that's the way to go with that.
You bet.
Oh, man.
Hey, thank you, John.
Thank you. Could I just mention one more thing to have time?
Absolutely.
I was cleaning my basement the other day. I found a fax document I got from you guys from when you were back at KSD. This goes back a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it was four or five pages of Jeffrey Dahmer jokes.
Hey, do me a favor. Do you still have them?
Of course.
Please send them to us.
Okay, if I send you an email, could you just respond with your fax number or where you want me to send it to?
Sure. You know what? You bet. Send me an email to frank@frankopinion.com.
All right, I'll do that. It says from Frank, Terry, Judy, and Karen.
Can't you just attach it to the email?
Mm-hmm. I could attach it, but it's paper.
It's paper. You have to scan it electronically.
Why don't you scan it in?
You can just fax it here.
Hey, let's Dan, just give him a fax number now. Just
453.
I won't remember it.
Oh, okay.
I remember.
All right, email Frank.
Email Dan, because Dan knows the fax number here.
Yeah.
Email Dan, just Dan at frankopinion.com, and he'll email you the fax number.
Yeah. All right, I'll get that done.
All right?
Thanks, appreciate it.
I'm glad you found those. Those are some of the funniest things that ever came along.
They were good ones. And I tell you, I've been listening for so long to this program.
And John, you know that we'll be able to use them again because another cannibal will turn up.
Mm-hmm.
We will have another cannibal. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I just got a call from a Denver doctor who said he had Reggie right there with him, and they've given him a shot. And apparently, it's an experimental, miraculous cure for a cold. And I have Reggie on. Apparently, Reggie is all better. Reggie, you there?
Wow.
How y'all doing? I still got a little sniffles.
He sounds so much better.
Yeah, he does.
Totally different.
I'm glad. Wow. We were worried about you.
Yeah, that cold was getting me down. I still got a little bit of the sniffles, but the shot was just miraculous.
Well, that works fast.
Do you remember what movie you've seen now? Did that help?
Yes, I do. Wow.
What did you see?
I saw a movie called Laura Smiles.
Laura Smiles.
Is Terry there?
No.
Oh, he will wish he had the man. This movie stars Petra Wright. And it's the story of she's getting ready to, she's engaged to this fellow, Kip Pardue. She's engaged and they're about to get married and they're so much in love and they're so young. And he hails a cab for her, except the car hops to the street and kills him.
Oh my God.
While he's trying to get this.
That's a happy movie.
Sounds like a comedy.
Yeah.
While he's trying to hail a cab.
Why do they call that hail a cab?
He didn't say that, though. Because sometimes
that's what you catch.
Oh, you catch hail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Steve Shaver has a hail machine.
But then the movie skips 9 years.
Yeah.
Where she is married and has a a seven-year-old's fine.
But I thought she was dead.
No, he was dead.
Oh,
her fiancé was killed.
I don't know how much this shot has helped, actually.
Yeah. He just sounds better.
The fiancé. But wait a minute, check this out. When she gets to her husband, her new husband, she sometimes has depression flashbacks where she starts having affairs with any and everybody.
Yeah.
Including the grocery store clerk, the little bag boy, teacher.
So she just kind of turns into a nymphomaniac.
Yes, she does. And her husband doesn't know it.
And her husband doesn't know it.
And her husband doesn't know it. Because she's always a little bit too tired or too heartbroken.
The husband is the last to know if a wife puts out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
He's the last to know. And it's called Laura's Smile.
Laura Smiles. Laura Smiles. And it's a very good movie. It's a little downhearted. It's a little depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the reason why she's doing this, the relationship, the person that she's missing. But other than that, it's a great film.
It has to be an R rating.
No, I think it's general release. It's got Jonathan Silverman, Petra Wright, and Kip Pardo. Those are mainstream actors. I don't think it's an art film.
No.
Is it rated R?
R rating.
You know what?
That cold has got your ears clogged.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Better go get the wax cleaned out.
I think it's an R rating for sure if they show that guy with the little bag.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
And they say, oh, hell, a cab.
Let's have, there's some dirty language.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, hell, I'm getting a cab.
Yeah.
That's dirty. What kind of ERDs do we have?
I give it 3.5.